The next patient is Melvin Blanchard. The last name is B-L-A-N-C-H-A-R-D. Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N is the first name. 83-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient remains with a serum creatinine of 1.7%, and the estimated EFR is still 39 mLs per minute. The serum proteinuria, the excretion of protein is around 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. He's in a stable condition from the kidney point of view. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that is with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.5 compared to 6.9, that was the prior determination period. The patient knows that during the holidays he ate more, and he is going to correct and change the behavior. Following number, the patient continues to have significant anemia. He required two blood transfusions. He had a upper GI and lower GI endoscopy. He says that he was found with an ulcer in the upper endoscopy. We don't have any reports, and the patient is not taking any medication towards that period. We are going to request the report of the capsule endoscopy as well as the upper and lower endoscopies, and along with the note that I wrote to the primary care doctor for her to consider sending the patient to the Florida Cancer Centers for iron infusions. The saturation of iron is just 13%. He's taking iron twice a day, and there is no evidence of improvement. This patient needs a parenteral iron, period. We will be very pleased if the patient is considered for this modality of therapy. Otherwise, he's going to continue with the problem, and he is no longer taking any anticoagulants. Following number, potassium is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease that is stable. Following number, a benign prostatic hypertrophy without any symptoms at this point. We'll reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient we're spending 9 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.